engagement letters, something that probably 20 years ago was not really well known. Probably 10 years ago, it became very much in vogue. We've been working on perfecting these for quite a while. We prepared a short paper that's in your materials on engagement letters. That's a resource paper. We're trying to visualize the person who had really not engaged in writing engagement letters, and we wanted to lay out a few of the terms that you have or we normally see in an engagement letter. Engagement letter is really nothing more than just simply a contract between the client and the lawyer, trying to outline what it is going to be done in the representation and what it is going to be who is the client first, and then what it is the scope of the work that it was going to be undertaken. Engagement letters do not have a hard cast format so far. Well, they're beginning to get them, I think. Let me just run down the 10 or 12 points that are normally in an engagement letter. The client identification, don't count on your client knowing who they are. It is, our firm has discovered that unless you do some due diligence and call the Secretary of State, you really don't know the proper name of the client. More clients than not do not use their correct name.